With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Growing number of Republican senators say they oppose impeaching former President Trump. House Democrats prosecuting the case against Mr. Trump, planning to deliver a single charge to the Senate later today.
Prosecutors who will argue the case will take part in a ceremonial walk carrying the charge of incitement of insurrection to the Senate. They're hoping that strong Republican denunciations of Trump after the January 6th riot will result in a conviction and a separate vote to bar him from holding office again. But a growing number of GOP senators say they oppose the proceedings, and many have been rallying to his legal defense, just as they did during his first impeachment trial last year. Arguments in the Senate trial will begin the week of February 8th. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And as Democrats push their impeachment agenda, the feds say some members of Congress are the target of threats that are under investigation.
So says a U.S. official briefed on the matter who spoke to the AP on Sunday. Part of the concern is ominous chatter about killing lawmakers or attacking them outside of the U.S. Capitol. Federal law enforcement officials are insisting that thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington in the coming weeks. Why? Because of threats and concern that armed protesters could return to the Capitol.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart. Also at SRNNews.com, Mexican President Obrador has tested positive for COVID-19. The 67-year-old says his symptoms are mild and he is receiving medical treatment. Well, guess who's going back to the Super Bowl? Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, NFC champions, following a 31-26 win at Green Bay. Their next opponent, the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs, who earned a 38-24 win over Buffalo in the AFC championship game. This is SRN News.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone?
Do flowers have best friends?
I don't know.
Hey, look.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
American conservative activist and writer and leader of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk is here every weekday afternoon from noon till 1 p.m. on AM 600 WBOB. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Police were told someone was lying on the side of the road hurt. They found out it was worse than that. Overnight yesterday, they rolled up to the scene on Collins Road in Jacksonville and found the body of a man who it looked like had been hit by a car. They're still investigating. There's no word on how he's doing now, but when he was pulled out of the burning building, things were not looking good. This was yesterday morning on Solomon Road in Jacksonville. Authorities are still looking into what may have sparked that blaze. An unfortunate milestone in the fight against the coronavirus. There have now been over 25 million confirmed cases across America. Throughout Florida, it's 1.6 million and counting, and of those, over 78,000 have been from Duval County. Jacksonville's Regency Square Mall is now both a COVID testing and vaccination site. As for the Prime Osborne Center site, you can now only get a second dose of the vaccine there. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Good morning. Today we'll see cloudy skies and a high of 79. This evening, a few clouds with a low of 62. Right now, it is 60 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More GOP senators speak out in opposition to a presidential impeachment trial. President Biden says there's nothing that can be done to stop the spread of the coronavirus over the next several months. And new polling numbers show trust in the media hits an all-time low.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, it's going to be warmer today. How about that, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's going to be a lot warmer today. Hey, good morning. Coming up on 4 minutes after 6 a.m., sit back, enjoy the morning commute. All the way with you to 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Reportedly, articles of impeachment go over to the U.S. Senate today. Now it's going to be very interesting to see where the timeline of all of this takes place. Now more GOP senators publicly coming out saying that they may oppose the impeachment trial. But George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says the impeachment process is wrong and there's been no hearings, especially from the U.S. House.
It's over
All right. So, Roger, what happens today? We're going to be covering any of this?
Yeah. In fact, we will. We're expecting, of course, the delivery of the impeachment papers officially to the U.S. Senate. And at that particular point, of course, the Senate will have to take it up, which they think will be in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. So this is where it goes.
My misgiving is over the use of a snap impeachment. They did not even hold a single hearing to talk about the implications of creating this
up,
type
man.
Of fast track to impeachment. And so impeachment's not supposed to be some bang-bang play. It's not supposed to happen on impulse. It's designed for the opposite purpose. So my main objection is the lack of any hearing at all.
New poll just...
So I want to get to that. So, and that was on my end. So he says there was no hearing what took place, Roger. So there's no need to go through this. This is going to be the interesting thing. Can you still impeach him?
Oh, legally, yeah. The constitutionally, absolutely, they can. Actually, technically, he has been impeached. I think what you're asking is that can they convict him, and I think yes.
Let's see where all of this goes. Joe Biden, the president, says slowing down the COVID pandemic, it's not going to happen in the next several months.
As this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
I ask you to mask up for the next 100 days. This is not a political issue. And I will issue an executive order to require masks where I have the authority to do that.
Now, can you imagine if President Trump back then said they weren't going to be able to control the trajectory of the COVID-19 disease? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says no more. Are you ready for this term? Vaccine tourism out there. They have released a guideline to cut down what they've called people taking advantage of it that are not Florida residents. People flying in from South America to get the vaccine shot. Now the DeSantis administration says that publicly that the shot should be reserved for part-time or full-time residents only, you guessed it, of the Sunshine State.
97% have been full-time Florida residents. We do have people who are part-time residents. And so if you have a home, you pay taxes, you live here over the winter, that's different. A lot of them have doctors here. There's no vaccine tourism. Hospitals are not permitted to engage in vaccine tourism. If there's a one or two off where someone didn't follow the rules, then that's something we deal with. But this is, we're putting our seniors first, and we're putting our Florida seniors first.
So the governor says he's cracking down on that. Former CDC Director Tom Friedman says the vaccine drives. He says some of this may be a little bit overrated, but he says the death rates will go down, but the cases will not go down right away.
But vaccination is not going to drive case rates down for many months. It may drive death rates down, especially if we can vaccinate more people in nursing homes and people over the age of 65. Those are the individuals who account for, in the case of nursing homes, about 40% of deaths, over 65, 80% of deaths. So if we can get that group vaccinated sooner, death rate should start coming down before the case rate starts coming down.
Remember Inauguration Day. Remember the protests that took place? No, not by Trump supporters, but that of Antifa.
We have several protests underway in both Seattle and Portland. In Portland, about 100 far-left anti-police protesters dressed all in black marched through the northeast part of the city. Along the way, they smashed windows of a building that houses the Oregon Democratic Party and carried signs saying that we are not governable and a new world from the ashes. And in a different part of Portland, more left-wing protesters have gathered for a rally called Inaugurate Justice and Defend Black Lives.
So they went after ICE building and everything else out there, and of course they attack police. The White House was asked about that. They had no comment on the protests that took place.
President, have any comment on the ongoing violence in Oregon and Washington State?
So the White House reporter asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, does the White House have any comment on what took place last week?
Well, certainly we had our team on the ground, our national security team, even before 12:01, early in the morning on Inauguration Day, because we wanted to be able to monitor events happening across the country and any unrest that was resulting from the last couple of weeks. I haven't spoken with him specifically about those events, but it is something our national security team is closely monitoring, of course, but if we have an additional update, I'm happy to provide.
So bottom line is what she said. No, we had the other potential protest
right.
That never happened. We were all over the map. But on the one that you're referring to in English, no, they have no comment.
Yeah, exactly. That's a very, very long, drawn-out way of saying no comment.
Roger cut a few commercials by then. Anyway,
exactly.
Coming up next, media at an all-time low And some conservatives say a lot of it has to do with other conservatives out there, not so much the way the media's been reporting this. We'll explain all this coming up next. Talk Radio W.
Where are wow. the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some of our usual light traffic around NAS Jacks. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today with the high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now, 59 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, so I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, love you.
Okay, Daddy.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now, not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates, and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not? Come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Biden says there's nothing that can be done to stop the spread of the coronavirus over the next several months. New polling numbers show trust in the media has hit an all-time low. And the Biden administration announces a plan to increase benefits for those on Social Security.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. The three fastest hours anywhere in morning talk radio. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, talk radio WBOB. All right, let's continue on with the news. To me, the media cannot let go of President Trump. But let's be honest, a lot of President Trump's, let's just say, legacy will live on for many years to come. Roger, what's his biggest legacy?
His Twitter account? What,
I don't know. No, that's no longer around. Yeah,
federal judges and political judges. Yeah.
Al Hunt, big-time liberal. You remember, you used to see him on, what was it, the Capitol Gang? Mm-hmm. And without a CNN, yeah, wrote for Bloomberg News. He's got a big column out on Real Clear Politics that says that all of the executive orders that Biden wants to do will not prevent, and Al Hunt, by the way, is a big liberal, will not stop the unfortunate legacy of President Trump, i.e. what Roger just pointed out to you, of course, is the federal judges and the U.S. Supreme Court. Fox News, Jillian Turner.
The jewel in the Trump administration's crown of domestic achievements just may be the appointment of a record-breaking number of federal judges across the country, including 54 appellate judges and three Supreme Court justices who will determine American jurisprudence for decades to come.
Yep, bingo. So it's going to continue to live on for some time. As we report it, and I think this is going to happen, because why? All you need is 50 votes. And the tiebreaker will go to Vice President Kamala Harris that a minimum wage, most likely, according to the now new Senate Budget Committee Chairman ODB, who calls himself a socialist, Bernie Sanders, says the minimum wage will make it through, and we'll do it through reconciliation, which means you don't need the 60-plus votes.
This country faces unprecedented crises in terms of the pandemic, in terms of the economy, in terms of climate change, in terms of racial justice, immigration, income and wealth inequality, you name it. And I would hope very much that my Republican colleagues feel the pain of so many working class people. We have talked about raising the minimum wage in this country to a living wage of $15 an hour for years now. And I intend to do everything I can to make that happen. I would love to have 10 Republicans supporting that legislation. If not, we're going to put it into a reconciliation bill.
That means it will pass. Now, here we go. As you know, I'm a Nostradamus when it comes to this, Roger. Mm-hmm. Expect to hear more from liberal economists like this one right here. Of course, William Spriggs is an economist with Howard University, but he's also the economist for the AFL-CIO. He says that the minimum wage, that the economists have gotten it all wrong for the many years. Listen to this clip. He says, economists have gotten it all wrong. There will be no impact on the economy from a hike to a $15 an hour minimum wage.
The evidence from economists has evolved, and we've studied this in economics probably more than almost any other subject. And it's clear that a lot of people have been miseducated, including most economists, on understanding the implications of raising the minimum wage. But the evidence is clear. There really is no employment impact.
Dury says, he's with the AFL-CIO, says there's no impact on the economy. Even the Fox Business Network, Christina Partanova, says, hey, listen, we understand there could be some negatives about the minimum wage, but what about some of the advocates that talk about the positives of a minimum wage?
We're going to look on the flip side, because we always have to look at the other side. It could reduce welfare spending. It could reduce employee turnover. It could reduce just in terms of poverty in general, because people will have more money to save. And then I'll leave this, Jonathan.
You think you're going to hear that debate coming up with Bernie Sanders? According to Mike Saltman from the Economic Employment Policy Institute, he says when you look at the minimum wage, and there is going to be an impact, some, and we've debated it on this show, will it have a more impact on workers, or will they have to raise prices, and will it affect customers? He says that it won't affect customers. Listen to a couple of these clips. He says they believe it will affect the workers instead.
And I think what Restaurants Unlimited found out is that they can't pass along the full impact of that labor cost increase to their customers through higher prices.
So what he's saying, that it's going to have an impact on the employees, which means they will get less hours out there. But Fat Brands, and one of those with the Fat Brand Group, Andy Weinhorn, says, no, actually, it will have a negative aspect on the business and on consumers. He feels that it does, along with the last clip you heard, it will have a negative impact. The one you heard before says, no, it will have a negative impact on the workers. Here's what Weinhorn says. He thinks it's going to have a negative impact on the customers.
Well, it means rates are going up. Prices are going to go up. That's the bottom line. The operators just don't have the margin to absorb a minimum wage increase to $15 without raising prices.
So they talk about the restaurants. Let's say there's a 5 to 7% as what they say, a profit margin, that minimum wage will eat that up. Here's one more. Ed Renzi from Fat Brands. He says, I understand if the states want to push a minimum wage, for example, in wealthy states like New York, Connecticut, maybe a lot of those blue states. But he says it doesn't make sense. He goes, if you try to push it locally in a rural area like in Mississippi or Alabama.
paying them $15 an hour in New York City makes a lot of sense, and I don't disagree with that. But paying them $15 an hour in a rural community where the cost of living is significantly less makes no sense. Now, certain cities, I get that. I'm all for it. But I think the minimum wage ought to be determined locally, where you really have congressmen and senators at the local state governments that really understand the economics of their state.
As you know, the next big debate, of course, is going to be about stimulus. Some have said that it will not happen till March. Roger, we reported on that earlier. Some have said, no, we're going to rush this through and the Republicans are on board with not. And involved in that stimulus, as you know, Democrats want out of at least now a $1.9 trillion, that number could go higher, at least 350 plus more billion to go out and bail the states. Mad Money host Jim Cramer says, hey, what's up with these Republicans? How come they're not on board? Don't they get it that the states are broke?
You know, the state thing, they don't seem to, the Republicans don't even understand that the states are broke. And because they think that only some states are broke. But yeah, COVID has been an equal opportunity destroyer.
But not all states shut down. Fox Business Network David Asman says what's being talked about by the Democrats is they want to bail them out on the issues that were pre-COVID could be debated. That's what it should be about, not after COVID.
On this particular issue of states and cities, because I think it's true that a lot of that $1 trillion that Nancy Pelosi wants for the states and the cities involved bailing them out for things that happened long before the virus ever caused economic problems.
So what Asman's saying, and let me re-clarify that one more time, that again, they want the bailout before COVID. He's saying, listen, if you want to do something after COVID, it could be a debate. But listen to Democrat Representative Tim Ryan from Ohio. He says, listen, they're hit hard. It's not really a bailout. How do you like this term? It's called a stabilization fund.
Well, I would say it's very much related to COVID-19. These states, there's no money coming in. There's no general revenue. There's no sales tax being generated at the levels to be able to fund, you know, prisons and the state highway patrol and public health. And our schools are already taking a hit here, millions of dollars to some school districts. It's not a bailout. It's really a stabilization fund.
Roger, don't you like that new terminology, a stabilization? It's kind of like the insurance fund. If your state can't afford it, we'll have a national flood insurance program so other states can kick in.
Yeah, technically what that means is the states that have, you know, been responsible economically and have not run up their own, you know, state budgets beyond what they can pay, like Florida, will end up bailing out places like California, Illinois, and New York.
Here's Florida Senator Rick Scott. He says, again, if you open up your economy, we can get a lot of this taken care of. Instead, we're going to subsidize states that want to keep some of their economy shut down.
When they're talking about the state bailout, what they're actually saying is they're taking care of these blue states that can't live within their means before COVID. This is not about, in their case, these blue states, it's not about fixing their problems with COVID. All right, they're saying Florida taxpayer, Illinois cannot pay for its pensions, so we want your taxpayers to pay for Illinois' pensions. That's wrong. And these states that won't open their economy, open your economy. You know, by giving the money to these states for, you know, if we give it to them to not stay open, what are they going to do? Just keep shutting down.
Yeah. Subsidize it as well. Even Louisiana Senator, you like this guy, John Kennedy, he says we've already given $150 billion to some of the states. They've already gotten the money.
Well, we've already given the states, the money's appropriated, $150 billion. We told the states and the cities you can spend it on coronavirus expenses. I want to pass a bill that says if you have a revenue shortfall as a result of coronavirus, you can use it to offset the revenue shortfall. That may mean that we don't need the Pelosi bill. I do know this. We have given them already $150 billion. And I'll bet you most states and cities haven't spent it yet. And I want to give them a little flexibility in how they spend it. And it may be that we, as a result, we don't.
So there you go. So this is going to be the next big thing and how they're going to spend the money. It's going to happen. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. All right, 831-0600. Roger, I think you and I would agree on this. If I'm wrong, you correct me. Government has one of the worst types of accountability out there, do they not, of how money is being spent?
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably.
So the question is who are you going to trust to make sure, or who are you going to trust to find out, okay, the money that the states want, is it pre-COVID? or after COVID? Or is it just like, hey, we don't care, let's just throw them the money, let's just do it?
Well, the states probably would want the money regardless. You know, just give us more money. But, right. You know, I'd like what Senator Scott had to say with respect to states like Florida bailing out the pension systems of Illinois. I really wish they'd let, you know, Rick Scott become governor of Illinois for a few years.
Yeah.
Just to get their financial house in order, because he knows how to keep things under a tight budget.
I think this is going to be a fascinating. I think for once, Roger, I think the conversation of a spending bill is going to be heavily debated. I think this could be a win-win, depending on who you are. The Democrats may love it. The Republicans may love it because they can campaign against it. To where you have big budget bills, nobody really cares anymore. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it may be differently because now we're giving money that may not be directly COVID-related.
Exactly.
I think this may be a big issue.
But,
all right.
But calling it COVID relief.
Yeah.
Erroneously.
Yeah. That's a good point. Coming up on 625, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some light traffic on Southside Boulevard headed north a little before Deerwood Park. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Cloudy skies today with the high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with a low of 62. Right now, 59 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Listen to Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you a good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured out onto your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Those are the words of Jesus. The measure you give will be the measure you get back. Now, Jesus obviously didn't mean that if you were to give $100 to your church, the church would give you back $100. He meant that your spiritual blessings would be equal to your degree of stewardship.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, here's one of the clips. You remember, I should have pulled out a few more. Impeach 45. Remember Maxine Waters, by the way, and Al Green from Texas. Remember, these are the two that were pushing impeachment like March of 2017. They feel vindicated because they're the one that called it out.
Yeah.
Got to impeach this guy. So here we go. You ready for this one? Here's Maxine Waters over the weekend. She was on one of the Sunday morning shows of MSNBC. Hey, let me throw up another softball to you, Maxine, Congresswoman from California. She says that Trump incited the riots with all of the Klan members and the white supremacists. And guess what? He loves power. Listen to what she says. Now, with all of the power that he's got, I'm not making this up. He plans to take over the cities and little towns. He will attempt to take them over. Here we go.
He loves power. So he showed his power that he sent all of these domestic terrorists to the Capitol to take over the Capitol. And that includes not only the Proud Boys, but the Oath Keepers, the QAnon, and the white supremacists. These people have been aligned with him. Now knows he has a population. He's going to expand that. He will be attempting to take over legislatures, little towns and cities.
That's just great. I love that the takeover begins. The rebellion. Anyway, so QAnon, the Proud Boys. You know what's interesting is I don't know if you had to get 10 people. They may know of the name. These people couldn't tell you what they stood for. It's kind of like Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Right.
But BLM and Antifa much more popular because of what's taken place over last summer. But you know what? QAnon, the Proud Boys, the media's going to have to give them the time of the day because it's the only thing that sells to try to drag Trump down. By the way, according to Jason Miller, I guess one of the senior campaign advisors to the Trump campaign, he says as of now there is no conversation for a third party, a Patriot Party.
Okay.
Somebody's wising up. All right, there you go. 831-0600. The media, all-time low. Duh, are we shocked by that? But are some of you conservatives to be blamed, along with some of the liberal left? Some people say, yeah, because you won't broaden your horizons. Wait till we play the clips coming up next. Talk radio, WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Growing number of Republican senators say they oppose the impeachment of former President Trump. House Democrats prosecuting the case against Mr. Trump plan to deliver a single charge to the Senate later today. President Biden planning to sign an executive order today, one that aims to boost government purchases from U.S. manufacturers. The order would modify existing rules for the Buy American program, making it harder for contractors to qualify for a waiver and sell foreign-made goods to federal agencies. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Kansas City Chiefs headed to the Super Bowl. The Buccaneers with a 31-26 win over Green Bay. The Chiefs down Buffalo 38-24. The game February 7th in Tampa. On Wall Street, Dow futures up a dozen points. NASDAQ futures 127 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Just over a year after the first case was confirmed, there are now more than 25 million coronavirus infections in the United States. Throughout Florida, it's 1.6 million and counting, and of those, over 78,000 have been from Duval County. Jacksonville's Regency Square Mall is now both a COVID testing and vaccination site. As for the Prime Osborne Center site, you can now only get a second dose of the vaccine there. A late-night crash proved fatal and could have been worse than that had not a policeman been there to see it. Just after midnight yesterday, a car hit a motorcycle at Union and Main in Jacksonville. The woman in the passenger seat was the one killed. The man on a bike was seriously hurt. Police were told someone was lying on the side of the road hurt. They found out it was worse than that. Overnight yesterday, they rolled up to the scene on Collins Road in Jacksonville and found the body of a man who it looked like had been hit by a car. They are still investigating. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
What is his definition of unity is a question that I think he needs to answer. He doesn't answer questions at all from the press. Is unity whereas we are going to understand that people have differences of opinions but still come together on shared values? Or is it the Soviet style of unity where it's more unity is the absence of opposition?
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Some light traffic on Southside Boulevard headed north a little before Deerwood Park. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine early today, cloudy by afternoon, 79 the high. A few clouds tonight with a low of 62, and currently it is 62 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New polling numbers show trust in the media has hit an all-time low. The Biden administration announces a plan to increase benefits for those on Social Security. And Governor DeSantis clamps down on those traveling from out of state to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He says only Florida residents will be able to get the shot.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Following the morning show, if you can't get enough of the morning show, and I know why many of you don't, but it is such a fast-paced morning show that sometimes we don't elaborate so much on the issue because of weather, traffic, and phone calls, and sometimes we do it a little bit more, as Roger will tell you, on the podcast. So after the morning show, just go to the podcast, go to the website, WBOB.com, click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra, and sometimes we'll talk about things that maybe we didn't really further elaborate or didn't talk a whole lot on the morning show, some good topics as well. And by the way, download that radio app. It is free, no pop-ups, no cost, no monthly charges. Listen to us on that smartphone or iPhone or, you know, all the other stuff. Just go to WBOB.com. That's WBOB.com. This part of distrusting the media has a difference, or let's just say a different tag on it than, or a spin on it. I want you to listen to some of this. The media trust, as many as you know, is at an all-time low. All right? I want you guys to hear this out. Fewer than half of all Americans have trust in social media, according to data from Edelman's annual trust barometer, which they shared with Axios.com. Social media trust has hit an all-time low of 27% as well. 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. I would say that. 58% think that most news organizations are concerned. Hear me on that. This has got a different take on this. 58% think that most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology or political position than informing the public. The latest with this, Mornings with Maria on the Fox Business Network, Maria Bartiromo.
News media. A new Edelman poll examined just found that only 46% of Americans trust their traditional media, and that 56% agree that the media purposely tries to mislead the public. Media trust, trust in the traditional media, mainstream media, at an all-time low.
Yeah, and when Edelman polled Americans after the election, the figures had deteriorated even further. 57% of Democrats trust the media. Only 18% of Republicans trust the media. The take comes here in just a quick moment. That could it be blamed not just on liberals misreporting things, but are they always misreporting things 100% of the time? I would say no. Mm-hmm. But what about conservatives misreporting some things out there as well? Listen to well-known journalist Glenn Greenwald. He says news groups don't think that there's anything wrong with them or anything wrong with their reporting. He says that's one of the big problems here.
Are losing faith and trust. And this is not a new sudden development. This has been taking place for years. If you look at the bar graph of how many people trust the corporate media, the establishment media of the United States, it's been dropping precipitously over the course of many years. And when they do talk about it, they do one of three things. Either they complain about it and say that it's unjust that they've lost trust, as though they are divinely entitled to have it. Or number two, they blame others who criticize their reporting, their bad reporting, right, as though they're being unfairly vilified. And when that doesn't work, what they're doing now is a third response, which is trying to censor their critics. They know that they're losing faith and trust. The one thing they never do is ask what it is that they've done that is causing the public to lose faith and trust. And rather than do that, they're now at the point where they're advocating censorship to force the audience to listen to them.
All right. Let me ask this question before I get to the real clutch of this thing. When, for those of you listening, I'm going to ask this question throughout the morning, and I'm sure I'm going to get all sorts of answers, but I'd love to hear your view. 831-0600. How many of you believe, those numbers are a little too high, distrust in the media? Come on, fake news, okay, some of the liberal media got it wrong on the Russia collusion and things like that. But overall, they do report the news. How many of y'all feel that way? Number two, when did your view, your analysis, your opinion, when did your view of distrust in the media, how far did it go back? When did it start with you? Tell me this, 831-0600. Give me an era. Give me a topic of when you started not to be buying into the media anymore. By the way, that's conservative media, because I could blame them on a couple of things.
Yeah.
And the liberal media. Here's where this comes. Here we go. You ready, Raj?
Yeah.
GOP pollster Frank Luntz, who's been pretty accurate, predicted the Georgia election, the presidential election. Frank Luntz does these focus groups. He says the problem is MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, and all the others are preaching to the choir. In other words, they're not trying to broaden their base. And he says liberals don't want to hear anything else other than liberals. And he says conservatives also are to blame, as well as liberals, that they don't want to broaden their views and hear any other type of news outlet out there. Here's the clip.
In reality, they're getting their news to affirm themselves rather than inform themselves. And that's a problem. It's the responsibility of the news media to tell the truth, to provide the facts. And if you're going to give opinion, make it clear that that's exactly what it is. MSNBC, 95% of MSNBC voters voted for Joe Biden. 96% of CNN voters voted for Joe Biden. And 94% of Fox News viewers, 93% voted for Donald Trump. So these cable news programs are preaching to the choir.
Right.
And that's a tremendous challenge because it means that you only go to your network that is supporting you. It's tribal news at its worst. I think the ultimate consequence of this is that we've lost our ability to reason with each other, to listen to each other, to learn from each other.
So here's the thing. We are conservatives, but we have a lot of liberals that listen to the show. We call out other, quote, conservatives out there because they do live in a bubble. And by the way, the media, a lot of those in the liberal left live in a bubble. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it's kind of like a political matrix. The red states don't believe blue states exist, and the blue states totally ignore what the red states are doing.
Right. Traditionally, here's the thing. The mainstream media, the ones who claim to be unbiased, they have a perception of being liberal but not admitting it. The conservative media have been honest about their conservative leaning. So is there truly a place where we can go where we can get unbiased, neutral media? And I believe in 2021, you know, that place just does not exist, to be honest with you.
Here's the thing. For those of you listening, Why are some of my conservative friends, I'm leaving Fox and I'm going to Newsmax.
Exactly.
Can anybody, to this day, I'm still waiting for a legitimate answer. Because all I ever hear was, well, they called Arizona. Well, Fox is right, were they not? Why are many of you leaving Fox to go to OAN or go to Newsmax? Nobody's ever explained that to me. I'd love to hear an explanation at 831-0600. To my conservative friends, why won't any of you give me a reason why you won't watch CNN or MSNBC? One of the reasons why I watch them very rarely is because I don't get a balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a conservative, and one of the reasons why I watch Fox, and I don't leave Fox to go watch Newsmax or anything else, I get a balance. Yes, it kind of tends to point things from a little bit more things that's not being reported by the media. On a conservative, you could say that as well. But Fox, actually, if you look at the percentages, Fox has more liberals than CNN, MSNBC has conservatives on their network.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the other question. What about some of my conservative friends? Are you to be blamed because some of you won't listen to the other side? I get emails of, how could you play that liberal clip? How could I not play the liberal clip? I mean, some of the news media did get it right on the Russia hoax, for example. I remember, was it Jake Tapper from CNN and Jonathan Carl from ABC News? Excuse me. You remember, and what was it, April 2019 when the Mueller report came out? Wasn't a lot to it, was there? There was a report we played earlier, 2 months earlier, said they had heard a source, they talked about it on TV, says the Mueller report isn't going to be that exciting. All right? Remember Fox News, John Roberts, remember the infamous perfect call that the president says to the Ukrainian minister? They said, yeah, there was going to be some things that are going to raise some eyebrows, and it did. Hey, what's going on with Hunter, that Biden thing? But nothing, excuse me, nothing worth impeachment, Raj.
Right.
So this is my question. At 831-0600, my question to you is, give me a time, give me an era, or give me a topic of when you believe the media really went off full tilt, or you sit back and say, this is where the media got it wrong. And let me throw another one at you. Some of this should be a softball question. Conservative media has gotten it wrong. Oh, I think conservative media got some of the things wrong on the election results. Also, conservatives got it wrong on another big issue that has taken place over the last 20 years. What issue was that? And I've never heard of them say, you know what, I was wrong on that. Can any of you guess what that is? 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to get some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine early today, cloudy by afternoon, 79 the high. A few clouds tonight with a low of 62, and currently it is 62 degrees.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwood. We understand that shopping for jewelry can be a frustrating experience, with everybody claiming they're a gemologist and people using loose quality grading standards. It's also impossible for a layman to be able to judge a gemstone for quality. So all a person can really do is judge the jeweler. Now at Underwoods, we're members of the American Gem Society, where our jewelers are registered and our sales associates and gemologists are certified. We're tested on an annual basis to re-win these professional titles. In fact, the American Gem Society was founded in 1934 to protect the consumer, and members can be thrown out for unethical practices. Underwoods is the longest standing member in the state of Florida. Now, not every jeweler is a member, so if you're shopping for jewelry, ask those common sense questions like, what are your qualifications? Ask to see their education certificates, and ask if they're members of the American Gem Society. And if they're not a member, you might want to ask, why not? Come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops at Ponte Vedra.
Hangar Bay Cafe is your veteran and locally owned restaurant at the beach, 2294 Mayport Road. Hangar Bay Cafe has something for everyone, lunch and dinner, on the go or dine in. Hangar Bay is famous for their ramen, and fried chicken Southern Living says is the best in Florida. Plus sandwiches like the bourbon teriyaki, spicy sausage, or spicy Cajun po' boy. Hangar Bay Cafe, open 7 days a week, 2294 Mayport Road, online at hangarbaycafe.com.
I'm Angela.
And I'm Howard.
And we're your hosts of Real Estate Radio.
We talk about what's new in real estate and answer your questions about buying and selling.
Buying and selling a home is the biggest financial investment you will ever make.
Whether it's your first home or your last, or you're facing foreclosure, Real Estate Radio is the show for you.
Listen for Howard's help
and Angela's advice
and hot property picks in Northeast Florida.
Tune in and call in to Real Estate Radio every Saturday at 9 a.m.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Biden administration announces a plan to increase benefits for those on Social Security. Governor DeSantis clamps down on those traveling from out of state to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He says only Florida residents will be able to get the shot. And more GOP senators speak out in opposition to a presidential impeachment trial.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The poll just came off the presses. McLaughlin Group did a poll of battleground voters. 77% of people in the battleground states think that Congress should focus on COVID relief, not impeachment. They think it's divisive. They think it's a waste of time and money. And they think it's purely political. And large majorities of all parties, Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, think that it was a protest that got out of hand. Not as much of an attempt to overthrow the government.
That is host of Fox News The Five, Jesse Waters. Good morning, 647, Ed Dean, Roger Anderson. Articles of impeachment go over today. This is, as you know, life is not about checkers. Some of you play that. We play chess, all right? Right. Got to use the oxygen from the neck up. I was thinking, some of the Democrats were talking about this, politically maneuvering. I would understand why Democrats would want this dog to hunt for the next several months. It's a great fundraiser for all of the Democrats out there. You got more Trump around. Why not let this draw out a little bit for the next 60 to 90 days? Maybe some of you got a view on this as well. Why would you want to do this now? Now, the Senate can hear this, can take it whenever they want. Doesn't mean they have to take it right away.
Okay. Well, as I understand it, you know, it really slams the brake on some of the initial 100 days, first 100 days that the Biden administration wants to go through. If the U.S. Senate is occupied with an impeachment trial, then that's all they have to, you know, are able to focus on until that trial is over.
They're not going to get the 67 votes. They're not going to pick off 17 Republicans, are they, for impeachment?
I doubt it, no. I don't.
Now, what if it came back through censure?
Unless.
And then you say Trump can't run again.
Unless new information comes out, and the longer they delay it, then the longer there, if there is new information that people don't know about yet, the more likely that that information could come out. So, you know, getting it over with quickly could actually, you know, be of benefit to the president, you know?
Yeah, well, so. Yeah, but here's the question. I mean, I wonder what the thinking of this is out there. Roger brought up a good point about, you know, the president. Former president floating around a third party, maybe that would threaten some of the Republicans out there. That I think that was, to your point, I think that was brilliant out there. Mm-hmm. That sits back and says, well, hey, if you guys are going to support impeachment, we're going to primary you. You notice Marco Rubio, and I like Marco Rubio. Marco Rubio is not a liberal, and he will clean, and I like Ivanka, by the way, he will clean Ivanka Trump. She doesn't have a prayer against Rubio in a Republican primary.
Right.
I guarantee you at that. But Rubio came out over the weekend.
He's to call him a liberal, meanwhile, Jared Kushner, you know, Ivanka's husband, he's still a registered Democrat.
Yeah. So, by the way, because some of you had emailed me because, what was it? Rubio voted against, didn't support opposing election certification. When he did the Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
I like Rand Paul. All right. I like Marco a lot too. Marco's not a liberal. All right. Now, having said all of that, Marco Rubio came out and says, hey, listen, I'm not going to support it at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So more GOP senators. I just want to know where all this is going with this. Again, if you wanted this to drag out for 6 months, I don't think this hurts Biden, folks. I really don't believe it. He just got elected.
Yeah.
But now the question is, if you put this back into the summertime, into the fall, this does resonate with voters for the next year, does it not?
Exactly.
Well, I don't know.
Well, first of all, the House has already voted to impeach. So
right.
As I understand it, and I could be wrong, the senators can complain all they want how they think that an impeachment trial is unnecessary. It has to happen constitutionally at some point.
Yeah, that's the whole question. So 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. 00. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says the impeachment process didn't have any hearings. How could you say it even has any credibility to hit the U.S. Senate?
My misgiving is over the use of a snap impeachment. They did not even hold a single hearing to talk about the implications of creating this type of fast track to impeachment. And so impeachment's not supposed to be some bang, bang play. It's not supposed to happen on impulse. It's designed for the opposite purpose. So my main objection is the lack of any hearing at all.
All right. So there you go on that one. So he says it's not really, and of course he's correct, it doesn't have that much credibility and a credibility factor out there.
As this pandemic rages on, because there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months.
That's President Joe Biden. I want to know what the next several months is. He says you're not going to slow it down. Nothing's going to change it out there. Can you imagine if Trump had said that, Roger?
Exactly. Say so he's just, you know, have dropped the ball. He doesn't care about the COVID. He's a COVID denier. And that's probably what he would, you know, they would have said. He doesn't want to do anything. But Biden says a different story.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra 2 or 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 79. This evening we'll see a few clouds. The low will be 62 and right now 63 degrees.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations. Done in a day, beautiful for life.
Hey, this is Roger, and I just want to take a minute to brag about our home here at the Salem Center Office Building. It's a completely modern and recently redecorated office complex, conveniently located near many of the area's popular destinations. We're right off J. Turner Butler Boulevard, Phillips Highway, and Interstate 95, and we're looking for a few friends who would like to lease office space. Rates are reasonable, and in fact, they're much less than what you'd expect to pay for high-quality office space.
So whether you're looking for a single office, multiple offices, or a whole suite, we can help you. Just call Angie, our leasing manager, at 861-0440. That's 861-0440. Don't wait. These great offices won't last long. 904-861-0440.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98. Originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The evidence from economists has evolved, and we've studied this in economics probably more than almost any other subject. And it's clear that a lot of people have been miseducated, including most economists, on understanding the implications of raising the minimum wage. But the evidence is clear. There really is no employment impact.
That is from the AFL-CIO economist, William Spriggs. Some of the emails coming in at WBOB.com, at WBOB.com. Here's one from Terry. Ed, it may be smart for the Democrats to take a page out of Florida's hand guidebook on how passing the minimum wage, instead of injecting it right away at $15 an hour, Florida was smart by doing it at 10 and then gradually increasing over 5 years. If that's the route, then it may not have a negative impact on the economy. That's some of the emails in this morning. Here's one from Terry. Ed, I'm afraid that Bernie Sanders, it won't be enough for 5 to 6 years. The liberal left doesn't want to wait that long. They want it overnight. Here's one from Melissa. Will the liberal left be unhappy if they get the minimum wage, but instead it doesn't happen within a year? Instead, it takes 3 to 5 years. Will they consider that a win?
They probably would, but, you know, I think it would end up being a wash because each year things would get more expensive. So what $15 an hour could buy today, you know, $8 an hour would have been buying, you know, a couple of years ago.
Here's one from Martha. Ed, I've been watching the media, and I've been watching these clips about where they keep bragging about Florida. She goes, can you please remind people, and I wish somebody would remind some of those on other stations, that Florida did not vote for a $15 an hour minimum wage. Yes, technically, in the long haul, they did. What they did was to make a flat rate of the minimum wage starting at $10 per hour. They're making Florida look like San Francisco and California.
Yes.
Kind of interesting take
They're trying to make us more West Coast every day.
Yeah. Here's one from Stanley. Hey, Ed, you asked a great question. When do you believe that the era of the media started going south? Or, as you say, when did the liberal media start promoting news stories that weren't accurate? He says, you also asked a valid question. He gave me the right answer. I'm not going to mention it on the air, by the way. He says, you also asked the question, when did conservative media over the last 20 years start promoting a topic or an issue or something, an event in history that happened that to this day, for the most part, they haven't retracted that they themselves were wrong? Ed, it does happen on both sides. 904-831-0600. When we come back on the other side, and we asked a great question this morning, is that we knew it was going down, but now, according to the Edelman report, for trust in the media is at an all-time low. It's never been this low.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that because conservatives don't trust the left, the left doesn't trust conservatives out there. Here's my question that Frank Luntz had pointed out, that he says the problem is that some of the conservatives out there won't watch other networks, even though some of the other networks may be reporting the truth. They only want to go to a network that's just going to feed them things.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, they want to broaden their horizons. I kind of understand where he's coming from on that.
Tell them exactly what they want to hear. And in fact, ratings are tied to it. So in many cases,
yeah,
these networks' hands are tied. If they want to have an audience, they have to give the viewers what they want.
So here's the question. When do you believe the media started going south, that the distrust took place overall, or even from the liberal left? But there also happened to be a couple of occasions I can recall where conservative media got an event or a couple things wrong over the last 20 years. Can any of you name that? Oh, I can. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco. Talk Radio.